I'm Jack Inslee reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everybody's holding up in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. So I'm here with Shane McBride, chef de cuisine at Balthazar Restaurant in New York City. Shane, thanks for taking some time to talk to us. So maybe you could tell our listeners, what did you guys go through with the storm Sandy?
We had some pretty good flooding. When our power went off, we have a huge sewage ejector in the basement. So basically, we didn't have any flooding from the storm surge, but because we had no electricity, our sewage ejector backed up into the basement. So we had about a foot and a half of sewer water.
Oh wow!
Throughout the basement, yeah. So that, you know, anything that touches that is pretty much garbage. So that's, we start from the ground up on our cleanup, and you know, basically just bleach everything out, and you know, that was the beginning of our problems. And then, of course, our refrigeration was a huge hit. I mean, we set up some Weber grills up on Spring Street, and we tried to cook as much stuff as we could. And you know, we were selling it for super cheap, just trying to get some product out and feed some people down here. And then we actually ended up giving away a bunch of food at the end of it as well. And we do got some coffee and stuff going too.
It's incredible. You know, and I imagine it was pretty much a team effort to get you guys back up and running. I mean, what was the staff experience like? Did you have people walking to work? And who was actually help getting you guys back on your feet?
I had my general manager, whose name is Erin Wendt. She was the rock of the week. We had some staff walk in. I actually walked in myself one day. And then, you know, everybody, whenever you can get a taxi or a split, you know, people, a couple of my sous chefs have cars. They were picking people up all over the boroughs. You know, so it was kind of like a team effort, like you said, you know, just try to get everybody in here. But yeah, it was all over the place.
Wow. And have you guys ever experienced any challenge like this as a restaurant before in terms of having to close and losing product? Has anything ever come close?
Not in this, in the length of it. You know, the blackout was pretty bad. I wasn't here at that time, but the restaurant that I was at during the blackout lost a pretty considerable amount of product and you know, same situation, but this the length of this was just, you know, triple of that.
Man, and so today is Monday. Where are you guys at now? Are you fully back open and functional? Are you taking all deliveries again? Or, you know, what's the state of the restaurant right now?
Yeah, we've been, since Saturday, we've been almost 100%.
Wow.
We came in, I was walking home Friday night. We were doing we had our last kind of management meeting Friday afternoon. We sold off all of our pastries and coffee, and I went home for the day, you know, thinking that Sunday was going to be the day we'd get back in here and get started. And I literally, like, put my foot on the step of my apartment building, and I got an email from the Balthazar server, so I knew the power had been turned back on.
Wow.
And I turned around, and I came back in, and we were here until 1:30 in the morning, cleaning, and we opened for brunch Saturday morning.
Do you have any friends in the restaurant community that are still really hurting right now? What's the New York community like, you know?
But I don't personally know anybody who's still, you know, swamped out. Actually, that's not true. Schiller's, Lucky Strike, one of our restaurants, is still flooding.
Oh wow!
There's a construction site next to the restaurant. So every time we pump the basement out, the basement is at Lucky Strike, the water went up to the ceiling of the basement, and every time we pump it out, it fills right back up. So they're still trying to get stuff going in there. They lost everything in the basement.
Wow.
Computer equipment and, you know, kitchen equipment and everything.
Man, well, best of luck to them, and I'm really glad to hear you guys are back up and running. So, you know, as always, we encourage our listeners, go out and eat out now, because I imagine you guys can use the business, as can everybody else that's been affected. So thanks for the update, Shane, and keep us posted, and best of luck in the recovery here.
All right, thanks, guys. All right. Come downtown.
Take care. Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio and on Facebook at Heritage Radio Network for more up-to-date news and information. We will be bringing you guys the stories as they come to us. Again, this has been Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. More later.